Well, hello, Joel.
Hello, Michael. Dr. Mike, great to have you once again.
It's great to be on the call. We haven't been with everyone for 2 weeks.
That's right.
It's wonderful to be back.
Little break, but we're back strong and powerful and ready to go. So
back in the saddle.
Let's start out tonight by some important news. We're going to talk about a great special that is going on this month, allergy season. We're going to talk about the two advanced probiotics, the two enzyme advantages. If you purchase those this month, you get a free canister of Komoot.
Yep, 90 count serving, which is really a very good deal. And the reason why it's such a great special is obviously it's perfect timing because we are right in the middle of allergy season. I mean, in fact, I just saw a couple of articles that indicate that in about three quarters of the country right now, the allergens are higher than average, and in some areas they're higher than they've been in 50 years. So there's a lot of stuff out there making us sneeze and cough and so on and so forth. One of the things that that's really nice about featuring this as a special, because we as PHP, we like to pride ourselves on following the naturopathic tradition of healthcare. This special definitely fits right in with the exact traditional naturopathic healthcare, because when you have an allergy, what you're really having is you're having things that are irritating your system, and when that happens, the body will then go into overdrive, and through an immune reaction and various functions, will protect the body, which is why you get mucus. That's a protection, okay? So the worst thing that you could ever do when you have allergies is to take one of these over-the-counter or prescription, you know, Claritin or any of this other stuff, because that basically shuts down the body, which is a really, really stupid thing to do. It makes the symptoms go away temporarily, and of course that's all that many people care about. They just want symptoms to be gone. But the fact is, unless we pay attention and understand how the body handles situations effectively on its own and cooperate with that, all we're really doing is basically digging ourselves a hole that we're going to crawl into sooner than later, meaning our grave. So there are times when drugs are necessary and valuable, but not in a case like this. So what we're really talking about then is that the combination of the enzyme, the probiotic, and the greens. The enzyme, especially when you take them with food and especially between meals during allergy season, the enzyme can actually help digest the undigested particles that are actually in the bloodstream. And many of these undigested particles are allergens, pollen and things like this. And so if the enzyme has the ability to consume it, then it's not going to be treated by an immune reaction. So that's the first step. The probiotic activity is the fact that the more friendly bacteria you keep in your body, especially in your intestinal tract, the stronger your immune system is able to function properly, which means it won't go off on its own reacting inappropriately, which sometimes can happen. So that's another advantage, a reason why using those two products together is very, very valuable. And of course, the green juice, the Komoot, is one of the best things that you can do for allergies, because you're getting the chlorophyll, you're getting the minerals and the vitamins, and so you're giving the body nutrients it needs so it can go about doing its own work. And the worst thing that we can ever do, especially if we're dealing with allergies or we're dealing with any kind of irritant, is to eat something that the body doesn't want. You know, like something that makes us feel good immediately, like some ice cream or some chocolate, you know, or some sugar, which might give us a little bit of a breather, and we say, "Oh, I feel better now." You know, well, you don't. You know, it's very temporary. So the green juice is one of the best things to do. And the more you do, the better during allergy season, because it's going to keep your system loaded with rich nutrients, which, and the chlorophyll, which also, of course, helps to flush the material out. So it really is, it's a great special. It's a wonderful bargain. But most importantly, in terms of what we preach, is it is exactly what traditional naturopathic medicine has been talking about for thousands of years. I mean, that's what really is, that's what sets us apart as a company, is we never talk about hiding or covering up symptoms. We talk about giving the body the necessary tools so it can simply do the work it needs to do and return to balance. And that's all we ever want to do.
Well, Michael, these are probably three of the most powerful tools or products in the line. So let's talk a little bit about why people should actually, even without allergies, take probiotics, take enzymes, and take, you know, perfect green food like kamut every day.
Right. Well, I think we have really run the green food up the flagpole several times. But I mean, just briefly, very few of us get enough green vegetables. And you know,
right.
Mothers always said, "Eat your vegetables." Okay, so. The nice thing about the kamut blend is a serving is like having a big organic salad. So it's a very easy, inexpensive way to get some enzyme vegetable, rich enzyme nutrient-rich vegetable into your body. And that's what goes without saying. You're getting vitamins, you're getting minerals, you're getting nutrients that science hasn't even discovered yet. So that's crucial. Now, does everyone need to take enzymes and probiotics? Absolutely not, but most of us do, and here's the reason why. Very few of us eat fermented living food on a regular basis. If you're eating fresh yogurt made from raw milk, if you're doing fresh unpasteurized miso, if you're making fresh sauerkraut on a weekly basis, if you're using lots of foods that are rich in lactic acid and probiotics, you don't need the probiotics, okay? But very few of us do that. And it is essential that we keep a supply of the friendly bacteria in our bodies, because our bodies are constantly dealing with bacteria. We have gazillion numbers of good and we have a lot of bad. And if we keep the good strong, they will keep the bad in balance. But if we don't, and we end up having to, we get stressed out, we eat the wrong things sometimes, we're exposed to air and water pollution, what have you, then the bad bacteria can gain hold. And you don't want that, because that's the beginning of a lot of unpleasant symptoms and can be rather serious at times. So by keeping the friendly bacteria, the good bacteria, always in plentiful supply, your immune system is just a lot better equipped to do the job it was designed to do. And like I said, in the olden days when people made their own yogurt and sauerkraut and fermented foods on a regular basis, it wasn't necessary to do this. But it's very, you cannot buy raw sauerkraut in a health food store. I mean, you can in some places, but you're going to pay $15 for about 8 ounces. It's very expensive because it's very labor intensive. My wife makes gallons of it, but it takes a lot of time. Same with yogurt. I mean, unless you get yogurt that's made with raw milk, and that raw milk is from pasture-grazed cows, the yogurt's really not that valuable, especially if it's been pasteurized. So that's why the probiotics can be real helpful. Now, the enzymes, do we need to take enzymes? Well, once again, that's a yes and no question. You know, if you have a diet that is principally 75% fresh, raw, organic food on a daily basis, you don't need to take the enzymes because you're getting tons of real living enzymes in your food. But most of us cannot eat that way or do not choose to eat that way or for one reason or another. I mean, it's very labor-intensive. To eat and prepare raw food that's really good. I mean, yeah, anyone can chew on a carrot and anyone can eat an apple, you know, and throw some raw nuts with it. But to actually sit down and make meals where you're eating lots of raw food does take time. So we have to work on the presumption that most of us are going to be doing a certain amount of cooked food on a regular basis. Whenever you're doing cooked food, you want to be doing enzymes, because otherwise you're making your body use resources it really can't afford to get rid of. The enzymes that our body can produce, which are systemic enzymes, are not designed to help digest food, but they will be used for that purpose if we don't have enough enzymes in our system. Okay, so that's why using the enzyme advantage is a real help if you're going to eat a meal, especially if it's cooked food. Now, for the allergy thing, anytime you're dealing with any kind of situation where you have not only allergies, but you're having inflammation, you're having some type of effect that the body is dealing with where the body is doing work with the intention of repairing something, which is all inflammation is about. And so inflammation, you don't necessarily want to take the drug that will suppress the inflammation. What you want to do is you want to give the body the tools to work with so that it doesn't have to work quite as hard digging up the necessary ingredients. And so the enzymes taken on an empty stomach between meals can be used to help digest these foreign particles and alien substances. Really, that's what they are. They get into our system, and sometimes our body is producing some of those things for the sake of a healing response. And so the enzymes can help speed up that healing response by helping to flush some of those dead materials out. So that's a real benefit. So that I think that sort of in a nutshell is, you know, does everyone need to be taking all three of these products? Like I said, no, absolutely not. But most of us do, just because we are not able to eat the kind of food and grow the kind of food that our bodies really need.
Well, it's not going to hurt you. It's probably, you know, maybe even going to help you.
You cannot go wrong using a probiotic and using an enzyme. If you take too many probiotics, you might go to the bathroom a little bit more, but there's nothing detrimental about it, and if in doubt, take some. That's a good thing. But like I said, if you're eating 75-80% raw, you don't have to worry quite as much, you know. But once again, you know, we got air pollution, we got water, we got stress, and all these things impede the body's own ability to do what it was designed to do.
Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and touch on the greens for a minute. A question that comes in all the time is, you know, the refrigeration of greens, the freezing of greens, and just properly how to store them and properly how to defrost them. Because this is important, especially getting into the warm weather now. We want to know exactly how to store and get to maximize the best effects and use of the greens.
Exactly. Okay, well, this is information that we've actually said before, and the reason we're going over this again is we've given you a bum steer, folks. And so we want to clarify and make sure everyone is on the same page and understands this. It's perfectly fine to freeze the green powders, the barley, the kamut, any of them. You can freeze almost any of the products.
The greens, the more greens.
Right. Yeah.
You know, spirulina,
but here's the deal.
Chlorella.
Yeah, especially if you live in a climate where you've got more than 10 or 15% humidity, which is pretty much most of the country, okay? Especially the East Coast in the summertime. Florida up to New York is just, you know, 80 to 90% humidity all the time. So what you want to do is, if you keep stuff in the freezer, which is a good idea when the temperatures really get hot, when you take a container out of the freezer, you cannot open it up until it has reached room temperature. Because if you open it up and it's still frozen, you will get condensation of humidity that will end up in the product and cause moisture, and which will then damage and destroy the powder. So the best thing to do is, and we've talked about this before, especially for people if you're in New York or Florida, you know, where it can get very warm in the summertime, it's often a good idea to stockpile your greens like right now. You know, like order enough to get you through, say, September, and put them in the freezer. Take a bottle out and just let it defrost, and then keep that bottle out until you use it up. Now, depending on how long it takes you to use a product, what you might want to do is, if it's really, really hot and you really want to make sure you're protecting the greens as much as you can, you don't want to really take out of the freezer more than maybe a 10-day supply, okay, because you're still going to keep it dry, you know, even though it's going to be warm, okay, and you can keep it in the coolest place in a cupboard or something like that. But if the best value, obviously, like with the barley juice, if you buy the barley, which I believe is 240 servings, that's obviously a lot more than 10-day supply. So what you can do, if it makes it easy, is actually, you know, get some smaller containers and decant it off and divide it up and put each of those containers in the freezer rather than the big one. I mean, you can have the big one too, you know, because you may need more than one for the whole season. But I'm just saying, divide them up and just take one bottle out at a time. And that way you're really going to maximize the nutritional benefit and you're not going to have to be concerned at all about damaging it from moisture and heat. But the main thing is to realize if it's in the freezer, when you take it out of the freezer, do not open the bottle until it has reached room temperature, because otherwise all you're going to do is end up with condensation inside the bottle. And we did that ourselves, and that's how we found out that that's what happens. And we live, you know, in Southern California, where we don't have 90% humidity, but we can have 40 to 50. And so we even had condensation from that. So obviously, if it's more than 40 or 50, it's going to be a big problem. So room temperature is what you want it to be at before you open it up.
Okay, great. Thank you for clarifying that. Let's yep. talk a little bit now about how to talk to your doctor. You know, about
before we do that, let's because I've had three people say that we promised that we were going to review the information on cancer.
Sure.
So let's at least do that, because if we don't do this, one particular person who I know is probably listening or is going to listen to the replay is going to give me the business. So I just want to review the information that exists about cancer. Joel and I are not making recommendations or assumptions. We're just going to give you the information so you understand. If you think it's confusing, it is confusing. But these are just the plain facts. Now, the most recent fact that I think is fascinating, and Joel, I don't know if you saw this, but the Cancer Advisory Board to the President of the United States actually publicly came out and recommends that the government do everything in its power to eliminate and reduce the toxic overload and influence that Americans are receiving from plastics, pesticides, and ingredients that have been added to various products. Now that's amazing that we actually heard that from a government bureau. Okay. Now it may not surprise you to note that within hours, the American Cancer Society condemned the report. They said it was very irresponsible and so on and so forth. Okay. Now that's interesting that they would go that route. The American Cancer Society has also recommended that people who have a proclivity, who are inclined, if they have a family history of cancer, they shouldn't expose their skin to the sun. Okay? This is one of their pronouncements. Now, it might interest all of our listeners to note, I know this fascinates me, science has verified that one of the prerequisites for developing cancer is having a low vitamin D content in your blood. Now, one of the best ways to attain a low vitamin D content is not to get any sunshine. And that's what they're recommending. Okay, so put that in your little pipe and smoke it. Next, the information directly from the American Medical Association, which says that the two prime reasons for cancer to occur in the human body is, number one, toxins. They admit that toxins will cause cancer. And the second one is cells that are breaking down. So in other words, if a cell breaks down, that will allow a cancer cell to take to come into being. They're not saying that the cancer cell destroys the normal cell. They're saying if a normal cell starts to malfunction and break down, the body will then allow a cancer cell in. And they're saying that, okay? Now, that's a lot different than saying the cancer is attacking us, okay? Number three, it's fairly well accepted that cancer as a condition has never killed anybody. People normally die of malnutrition, starvation, pneumonia, some kind of viral infection, bacterial infection, heart failure, something like that. But they don't die of cancer. Okay, this is pretty well documented. Next, every cancer cell, because we just talked about probiotics and the good bacteria. One of the precursors to bacteria, the good bacteria, and the probiotics in the system is lactic acid. Lactic acid is also the chemical that is found in yogurt and is found in all fermented foods. And the medical professions will tell you that fermented foods are incredibly valuable for the human body. We should eat them. They think yogurt's good. I mean, good grief. Dannon built their whole business on the fact that yogurt is good for you. Doctors recommend people eat yogurt. Okay, well, what makes yogurt yogurt really is lactic acid. Now, it may come as a surprise to you, but science will tell us, has verified, that every cancer cell that exists is a miniature lactic acid machine. They produce tons of lactic acid. They produce a lot more lactic acid than any other part of your body. Okay. Now, let's talk about real quickly, what does lactic acid do? Lactic acid is an energizer. Lactic acid is a cleanser. Helps to flush toxins out. Okay. Now, isn't it interesting that if the medical profession says that one of the precursors to having cancer in your body is too many toxins, and the cancer cell itself produces a substance which helps flush out toxins, that sounds like a pretty good system, okay? But yet again, we're just given the facts here. Okay, last but not least, and this one to me is rather significant based on all the other facts that we've just reviewed, our immune system, our healthy immune system, will do absolutely everything and anything it can to protect and defend a cancer cell. In other words, the body will not be allowed to destroy a cancer cell, and nothing else will either, because the immune system is on high alert to keep anything away from it that could hurt it. Now, this is one of the reasons why in the therapies that are used in America by the American Medical Association, specifically chemotherapy and radiation, surgery is another matter. Surgery sometimes is a valuable thing if it helps to get rid of the toxic load and the tumor. But in terms of chemotherapy and radiation, you've probably heard that many, many times people have all sorts of side effects. And one of the reasons why they're having such really significant side effects is because they have to use fairly strong doses of the drug and the radiation in order to beat down the immune system. In fact, there are certain types of cancers. I was just talking to a friend of ours who had a grandson, and basically they destroyed his immune system so that they could treat the cancer. So they know that the immune system is designed to protect the body. Now, the medical model sort of is going along the idea that the immune system has gone wrong. Now, the immune system is malfunctioning, and that's why it's doing this. I don't quite believe that. That's my opinion. It doesn't follow with all the other facts. And so that's really the issue and all the factors about cancer. And it should also be mentioned that there are countless people who have been given up and told to go home and die by their oncologists after they had experimented with everything that they had in their bag of tricks, and the person was still getting worse. Many of these people have taken themselves to places like Optimum Health Institute, Hippocrates, the Gerson Clinic, all sorts of different, you know, holistic alternative types of places that really don't do anything except just simply give you a very good environment where you can detoxify and saturate your body with living food. That's pretty much what it is. And like I said, there's many, many people who have been given up for dead. And they go to these places for 3 months, 6 months, whatever, and they walk out cancer-free. So there's no doubt about the fact that the body can heal itself of anything. Hippocrates said that. You know, I'd be remiss in saying that, you know, well, we can sell you some things that will help your body, that will kill the cancer. We can't do that. You know, wouldn't want to do that. Okay. What we want to do is we want to give your body the nutrients and the ability to detoxify, so it can do its work, because that's what it needs to do. That's all it needs to do. It's not a big surprise. But we have to realize that, you know, we live in a society where we expect someone else to do our thinking for us, and we think somebody else, just because they have a degree after their name, automatically knows better than we do. So with that in mind, Joel, I think it might be a very appropriate time to just talk briefly, and we probably won't have time to go over all the aspects of this, but what you had alluded to, this idea, you know, how can we best utilize a doctor, an MD? Because, frankly, at some time or another, we're probably all going to be dealing with medical doctors, and they have value. You know, I would never say, you know, don't ever go to a doctor. I mean, that would be plain stupid, because there's a lot of very, very wonderful skilled physicians out there, and there's lots of people that really have their heart in the right place and want to help people. And so there's a lot of value. So I guess that's really the issue. How would you like to approach this, Joel, in terms of, you know, because I talk to a lot of people all the time who are really confused about how to deal with their doctor, because their doctor is giving them orders.
I totally agree. I mean, it's been my kind of experience as well. Anytime I go and I try to mention anything about aloe vera or any kind of natural substance, they'll say, isn't that's something you put in your hair, that's something you would never put into your stomach, you know?
So right,
it's
right,
like, you know,
yeah.
It's like little things like that. It's like, I guess they don't really have the knowledge of what is out there and what's going on in that world. So,
well, they don't. There's no training.
Kind of,
yeah, very little training in nutrition. So that's one of the big problems. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and then Dave will mention, too, it's almost you have to educate your doctor about what this stuff is and show your doctor and say, hey, look at this research that's out on this and that and how this
right.
works on this or that. And you almost have to buddy up with them, which typically you never even have the time to do when you're in the office. They're like just getting you in and out. You know, they have 10 patients waiting, and you can't really establish a relationship with that person, you know?
It's almost impossible. Yeah, that's a – well, here's one thing I will share. I want to share a couple of concepts with people, and I do share this with a lot of people I talk to, is the first thing I think that we can do is for ourselves – it's really healthy if you just totally get rid of the word patient, okay? Stop thinking of yourself as a patient. Start thinking of yourself as a customer. If your car breaks down, you take it into the auto shop and the mechanic, and you are a customer to that shop who's hopefully can repair your car, okay? So if you break a bone and you go to an orthopedic surgeon for them to set the bone, you're a customer going to a specific person who has the skill who can help set it. All right, so that's the first thing. I think we need to change the wording, because it empowers us. Okay, I mean, we really are customers. All right, now when we're a customer, it means that number one, we are in charge, not the person who we're getting the service or the product from. When you go to the grocery store or the drugstore or the hardware store and you buy something, do you give your power to the guy behind the counter? I doubt it. You know, you are still in charge. You're the one making the decision on what you want. When you go to a hardware store, it's very likely that you will ask the people who work there if you have a question or how to use a tool or what would be the best way to caulk a window or so on and so forth. That's what they're trained to be able to help us with that, okay? I mean, both Lowe's and Home Depot, they spend a gazillion dollars advertising the idea that we can help you do your own projects. That's the way they advertise. That's a very healthy way to advertise, okay? So when you go to your doctor, it's the same relationship. They are there to assist you in healing or learning about health or whatever. They are not there to dictate to you what you are going to do. They can give you suggestions, but it's still your body. And that's the most important thing. Remember, it's your body. Now, one example I will share with you, because to me it's classic. I won't tell you who it is, but one of our PHP members, who I think is in her 50s or so, was at a doctor, and the doctor was recommending that she get a colonoscopy. And she said, well, why do you say that? And so he said, well, because of your age and your, you know, background and so on and so forth, it's appropriate. And she said, yeah, but, you know, I've been a vegetarian for 20 years. You know, I eat well. You know, I mean, I don't eat McDonald's and greasy chicken, and which everyone else does. He said, well, I still think, you know, the statistics, you know, like that's what he was going on out loud, you know, really basically trying to almost intimidate her with fear that, you know, you're stupid if you don't do this. But she's a pretty smart person. So she said, well, doc, let me ask you a question. You're about my age. Have you had a colonoscopy? Of course, he looked a little embarrassed, and he said, well, no, I haven't. And she said, she didn't miss a beat, she said, well, you know, you've got some of the same statistical information that I have. Don't you think it would be a good idea for you to get one? And so he said, well, you know, it's different for a man and blah, blah, you know, like this. And he was really just throwing some BS at this point out. So then she was sharp. She said, I'll make you a deal. Why don't you go ahead and get one done? You tell me how it was and how it felt and what you think the value of it was. And after you tell me about it, then I'll decide if I should do one.
Wow.
And do you know he never brought it up again?
See that?
Okay. So this is what I call taking charge. Now, I'm not saying don't ever get tests done. No, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is be in charge. In other words, it's your body. It's your automobile. You don't take your car into a garage and say, fix it. Just do whatever it needs to do, get done, and I'll pay you no matter how much it's going to cost. Unless you're a real idiot, you don't do that. You want a diagnosis. You want to know what's going to need to get fixed. And you may have to make a decision like, well, is it worth spending money on this car to fix it? So, you know, you want to be in charge of that.
Right.
Well, your body's the same way. It's your body. So don't let anyone simply intimidate you or put the fear of God into you or try and make you feel stupid if you don't do what they are telling you to do. You let them know that you are there to gather information, that you want their advice, but you want as much information as you can get so that you can make the right decision. It's real important that people do that, because once you take that stand, the doctor will respect what you're asking for, because they're all, you know, it's not that they're trained to be you know, terrorists or make people feel bad, but it's just, you know, like Joel, you were saying, you know, it's like they're busy. And they don't take the time that really is needed to sit down and have a decent conversation. So you, as the customer who walks into the office, you have to take charge. And you have to say, all right, here's what I am here for. Here's what I want to determine. You know, what's the best way we can find out about this situation? You know, what are my options for doing different kinds of tests?
Right. Well, what a great way to end the call tonight.
Sounds good to me. So everyone who's listening has homework.
Yeah.
Your homework assignment is that the next time you see a medical doctor, you have to practice what we've been talking about. You are in charge.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, on that note.
And next time, we'll hopefully talk a little bit more about this and also how to educate your doctor about our products and about drug interactions and that kind of stuff, because that comes up all the time.
That'll be a whole entire recap on that. I mean, that's a whole entire phone call. That's a whole entire conference call. So let's plan on doing that for next week. Is that fair?
Sounds good.
Great. Yep. Well, thanks again, Michael. Dr. Wofield,
thank you, Joel.
Incredible call.
And let's just remind everyone that we do this the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, if there is a Wednesday, a 5th Wednesday. And also remind people that PHP is unique because we have high-quality, reasonably affordable prices, and we don't use binders, fillers, excipients, and other such nasty stuff that you often find in pharmaceutical products, supplements, and even food on the grocery store shelf. We don't believe in it, and we don't use it.
Incredible superfoods. Let's also not forget to talk about Pure Planet's Oasis.
Right, we shall do that too.
Yep, which is great. Excellent. Great, so thanks again, Michael.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful night. God bless. Be healthy, be happy, and be safe. Once again, next week. Next time, we'll do
same time, same place.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.